Hello, audio boom. I'm going to do something kind of a little bit out of character here, and I'm going to do a little bit of consolidating. So the topic for day 6 of February is talk about the last time you broke the rules, and I'm going to break the rules right now. So this is my consolidation of days 3, 5, and 6, just to cut down on my posting a little bit. Because I have 2 posts, at least for February day 4, describing favorite places, I figured I would even it out a little bit and break the rules. So the topic couldn't come at a better time. So back to day 3. I'm Raquel Gomez is my name, hence the capital G at the end of my name. Of course, if you're using a synthesizer, Raquel will probably be butchered by it. My friends call me Rocky. Most people don't know how to say it, but now you do. I'm 47. I live in my adopted home of Sacramento, which is the capital of California here on the west coast of the USA. Most of you know this already. Technical writer, media production specialist. How boring. Former assistive technology trainer from many years ago when before it was cool to do that. Tech support professional, which I think was still one of my favorite things that I've ever done in my lifetime. I sort of have worn a number of different hats in the arena of technology over the last 2 decades anyway. My background wasn't in technology, though. I went to school long before computers were really pervasive and front and center in everyone's lives, so my background actually, I have a language background, and I want to talk a little bit about this is kind of segueing into volunteering, because some of my earliest jobs I got because I was actually a volunteer, and I was out in the community, and I met people, and volunteering is a great, great way to network. It's a great way to illustrate your capabilities. I think it was the Rock Shop DJ who talked about sometimes people are a little bit standoffish when you get somebody and you don't know necessarily how to deal with them, especially if they have a disability. I find it better to just kind of continue on, carry on, try my best to put their attitudes aside. Sometimes it's hard for me to do that. I get too sensitive, but it's important for me to you know, try to help people that are capable of getting over the hurdle and coming to terms with it, but also to disregard the scathing commentary that I get once in a while. But I find when I'm offering my services for free, it isn't like going in and having to sell myself to be able to do a job. Most people are just so glad to have an extra pair of hands now because volunteers are so few and far between that I think if you go somewhere and you're really passionate about whatever the cause is and you want to volunteer there and you can communicate that to whoever coordinates volunteers for whatever your charitable cause or group is, I think you find that people are so willing to try to find a place for you that they'll if, you know, any empty pair of hands, they're happy to try to make use of you. I think a lot of people don't know this going in, and I think also sometimes people lack direction, especially if they've never done it before. The topic for the 5th day of February has to do with why do people applaud the sentiment, but when it comes time to step up and actually do something, why don't they get involved? And I think this has a lot to do with it. I think sometimes people need direction. It's a two-way street also, and there's some responsibility on behalf of whoever is coordinating the volunteers, I think, to reach out to people that are interested. So, of course, you got to make that first step, which is a hard thing to do sometimes, to step out of the comfort zone. But I find volunteer work really gratifying, and during the times when I haven't been working, I find it really extremely gratifying, and I find it helpful, not just for my own self-worth. You know, I like to give back. I guess that sounds really cliche, but I know there have been people that have helped me out at times in my life when I've needed it and have done so just because, you know, it comes from the goodness of their heart first and foremost. They weren't standing to gain anything. And I always remember them and try to say, okay, what can I do? What do I have to offer this community? I volunteered in so many different environments, and it's given me a whole wealth of experience. Once in a while, I've asked people if I could use them as a reference especially when I was in between jobs and the recession hit and I really needed references because my previous employers were going out of business and closing up shop, and I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? But it isn't about what we have to gain, I think, unless we get some gratification from it. That's maybe a selfish thing. The sense of the gratification that we take away from just doing something for somebody else. It sounds really hokey. You know, life gets in the way. We have jobs. We have places we have to go. We have things we have to do, families to take care of. You know, some people have children. They're busy during the week. On the weekend, all they want to do is take a break, you know. So sometimes it's hard to know how much of yourself to commit, and I think it's important not to overdo it. I always tell this to people, you can bite off more than you can chew very easily by just wanting to contribute or, you know, offer something, and especially if a place that you're interested in working with is short-staffed. And I think the trick is to balance it so that you don't inadvertently burn out on whatever it is that you're doing, and find something that you really like to do. That's important too. Find something that you do enjoy, at least, even if the task is menial. Find a cause you believe in, and I think that goes a long way toward making it easy to make time for it and prioritize it. I don't know why most people don't get involved or why so many, but I think a lot of it is just that life gets in the way. And then when they do step up, I know one of the earliest jobs I had was running a reading service for an agency that I ended up teaching for. But I started out running this was about the turn of the century. I mean, we're talking 16 years ago. So the internet wasn't as, you know, in everybody's lives as it is today. But we took volunteers from the community and read periodicals, advertising, stuff that isn't available anywhere else, for people within, you know, five counties. And they accessed this service by telephone. So it was kind of clunky, but it worked. We had a recording studio there and soundproof booths. And at one point, I mean, I had over 400 volunteers. And I had to keep them coming back. So it was important for, you know, they started out coming to me because they wanted to do something, you know, hey, teach me to be a reader. I've got 3 or 4 hours each week. Okay. But then it was important for me to find things to read and to make sure that, you know, they were feeling good about what they were doing, to recognize their efforts a little bit, to really try to, you know, sweet talk them, treat them like employees. Who are just as valuable as paid employees. Just because they're giving their time doesn't make them any less valuable. And I remember that as a coordinator of that project, of course, I needed them. I was paid by the Sacramento Public Library, but it's still, without the volunteers, we had no material. So we had, you know, 70 periodicals there and all kinds of timely advertising. Somebody had to read it. So it was just as much up to me to make sure they were feeling contented about what they were doing as it was, you know, for them to keep coming. And I think sometimes it is a two-way street, but it's a step, you know. We all have to take it. I know I've done volunteering online. I've collaborated even with 3 or 4 people here on Audioboo. I've done, you know, ESL teaching. I've done hospice work. I've done all kinds of stuff. I'll probably do some volunteering for the Bernie Sanders campaign here very soon. And you just got to do it. And I think a lot of people are not risk takers. That's all for now. I'm out of time. Speak to you tomorrow.